And welcome to You Rising, a podcast where we explore what it means to be a rising woman in today's world. I'm your host, Lorianne Rising, and I'm an international award-winning author and a spiritual and intuitive mentor. And today is Mentorship Monday, where we get to talk to real-life women about where they are on their spiritual journey. And today I have Alexandria with me. She's a spiritual life coach, and she's someone who freed herself from an emotionally abusive marriage at 60 to start life anew. And today she works with other women to do the same. So welcome, Alexandria. I really, really appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to see what transpires.
So am I. And I love the fact that you're a coach also and willing to be open about, you know, needing, wanting, or being interested in learning. I mean, I think to me, having a coach makes me a better coach, you know, kind of thing. And so I just always so value that.
I agree. Yeah. And I always feel like I am a teacher, but I'm also a student, and there's always so much more to learn. I mean, especially now when everything is just like this exploding with new knowledge and wonderful new insights. And
we definitely live in interesting times. It's awesome.
We do.
So I'm curious, what brought you here today? I know before you were kind of mentioning there were a couple of different questions that you wanted to ask. So maybe we can just start with one of them and see where that goes.
Okay. Well, I've been taking some training. I used to do a lot more of my coaching and services. I'm a Reiki master, yoga teacher, and I used to do those services in person. And now, of course, we're all looking to go online. So I took a transformational marketing course, which is really having me seriously looking at who do I really want to serve. So because I have these two passions, I'm not sure if they're going to work together, but I'm a mindset coach. I teach about law of attraction. I worked with Mike Dooley, who's on The Secret, and I'm going to be actually featured as one of his trainers on an upcoming virtual training that he's offering. So I love all his teachings. And I feel passionate about that, teaching people how to work with the law of attraction, know that they're not a victim and all of that. But I also, as a soul realignment advanced practitioner, and that's work that is done in the Akashic Records, that helps people. I create a divine soul blueprint. I share with them who they are at soul level, what their divine gifts are, and how they can really begin to live into like a soul aligned life. So part of me is thinking, do I align myself more with the women who have come out of abusive situations, such as myself? They've already left the abuser and they're on the path to healing, you know, and I feel passionate about that. But I'm also passionate about the other, and I don't know if I should just blend the two of them, or I just thought I'd see if you have any insights. And I also just put all my cards on the table. I'm also wondering about relationships for myself. I've been, you know, single and taking the time to heal for 3 years now. And I'm feeling like I'm ready. So I'm wondering if there's anything that comes up for that. And lastly, I'm living in a temporary situation right now and trying to create one where I can be in an intentional community, a conscious minded community, where would have a retreat and I would be doing all my work, but I'd be living in nature very much like I am right now. But this has an expiration date attached to it, which is coming up. So I'm just wondering any of those things.
Okay.
Lots of material.
Yes, it's awesome and wonderful. And first and foremost, what I'm hearing is just how loved and supported you really are in every aspect, which is always a wonderful reminder, because as you know, they're always there. And sometimes the human part of us gets a little shaken, but they're definitely there and supporting you and guiding you. And So let's see, the first question was really about the business and the different aspects that you're really passionate about and interested in. And it's interesting because quite often what really comes is more of pictures and working through those and kind of trying to share the impressions that I get from them. And what I'm seeing in that is sort of like all of these different pieces coming together to be embodied. Like they're not meant to be separate. You've been learning each one individually, but it's time to blend them together and really embody them. And not just for you, but to help those you work with embody them also. So there's a way in which quite often, and it's what's coming to mind is some of the work I did when I was doing EMDR therapy, the idea of moving while we're processing certain things actually helps the body to process them. And especially when it comes to affirmations or beliefs, the way that we move while we're holding that can actually help implant it at a deeper level. So blending all of those things together, and it may take some experimentation to feel out what's really right for you and how it works and who's coming. But there's something about that that is just really beautiful in terms of what it can offer many people.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
I'm actually, as part of this process, I published a magazine, like a paper magazine, and I did a TV talk show, which was a volunteer effort on cable, but it was all amazing. And so what I'm doing, creating now with this new website I'm creating, is like an online magazine too, where I'm going to be offering meditations, visualizations, and all that. So that's what my webmaster is in the process of, kind of blending it all to like, yes, yeah, I offer this and this, but it's all, so that's where it's, yeah. So it's like that is basically what I'm doing, but I just wasn't sure, should I be in my marketing specifying like who, that this is for women who have been abused, or just maybe anybody who's at a crossroads, could be, you know, women who are empty nesters, or they may be thinking about, they just want some more spiritual, like, because like you, I'm a spiritual mentor as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I guess that's, yeah. So I just wanted to interject and let you know that you're definitely on the picking up the right wavelength, just to support you in that, because this is in process.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. It's always a learning and growing experience. And what's coming to mind is that there's a way in which sharing your story will attract the right people. That it's not so much about you stating, here's who I work with, because there are so many who can be touched by it. It's more about being vulnerable and sharing your story in a way that you're connecting heart to heart and allowing the women to self-select who come to you, if that makes sense.
It does.
So it's more of being the attractor as opposed to a fisherman, I want to say.
Okay, I get it. I like it.
And there's, if it's of interest at all, there's a particular person who, his name's Jeffrey Van Dyke. And I follow his work. He's somebody like you and I, very tuned in. It's fascinating to watch his trainings because he'll stop and pause and go, well, they're telling me to share this. So he's very much, and yet he is a marketer and he teaches people how to use our stories in a way that makes us magnetic as opposed to the old school styles of marketing. And it really, the way he does, it feels good to be a marketer, I guess, with his work. And if that's of interest, I encourage you to look him up. It's the Courageous Messenger is his brand. Jeffrey Van Dyke, it's Vandyk is his name. And he's just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So that may be.
What was it? The courageous
Messenger.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, but there's something about just tell your stories and focus on being the attractor and the magnet is really, it's not about necessarily selecting your group. They'll self-select and come find you.
Cool. You're doing amazing. This is so great. I'm glad. I'm so happy I signed up.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. That's always nice to know. So is there anything else around the business itself that you're curious about or want to explore, or does that feel complete for the moment?
Just, I guess, really wondering, because they're two different processes, but I mean, it's okay. It's good to have different options for people, I guess. So maybe not that, maybe the new part, which is the developing it into a magazine, sort of an online magazine, but within the construct of my personal website. So I don't know if just if you get any hits about that.
Yes and no. Like, I can see it, like it's happening, but it almost feels like it's sticky and needs a little bit of time. And I'm not sure.
Well, it's still like the website itself is still in process. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just kind of working through, what do I want this to look like? It's going to be something like a Calm app, you know, that Calm. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, not that I'm going to be copying from other people, but just sort of sharing it. Or even in Deepak, you know, he has his courses and programs, but he also has like, here's your daily meditation, here's your, you know, and I guess in my mind, it's like, what exactly do I want to be offering? Because I want to keep it aligned with me and not just, you know, what they say, if you're trying to attract everybody, you attract nobody. So that's probably why it's still a little not formed yet.
And it's really more about tuning in and following the joy for you. Okay. And really like focusing on like, okay, does this make me smile, or does it feel like a need to, or a have to, or just something to do? I guess really I like focus it. In on the activities that make you smile without thinking about it. You know, where does your heart want to go and want to be invested? Those are the things that are going to have, I want to say, the most magnetic juice for you and for the clients that you're seeking. So it's not about the thing, it's about the energy you have towards it.
Perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That actually is really, really helpful.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know the process sometimes of figuring, you know, it's incredibly useful to go through other sites and see what they've done to get ideas. But we don't have to do them all. And I know I've made the mistake of going, okay, well, that's what they do, so that's what I need to do. And then realize later that was just a lot of work is what that was. So,
it worked for them because they're aligned with it. And if I'm not, then it's not going to work for me.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So this is really you getting aligned with you and expressing it your way. So use those others as, you know, sort of the playground of possibilities, but then just pick the ones that shine the most, and they may evolve and change over time. What feels right now, you know, in 6 months or a year may shift and change, and that's okay. Just keep following the joy.
And this is going to result in some abundance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. One of the themes that I hear quite often in these conversations is this idea of following the joy. And when we do, because it lifts our vibration so much, we can't not get into abundance. We can't not get into this whole other place of life that is just satisfying at a deep level in many, many ways. And so our construct as humans is that we have to work really hard to get to a certain place to, you know, type of thing. But it's really more a place where it feels like we're in this energetic time where the polarity of how we operate is being flipped upside down. We're getting more into a beingness in order to attract and do, as opposed to a doingness to become something. So there's a reversal happening. We're being highly encouraged to be. Follow the joy. Just keep following the joy. And I mean, think about it. If nothing else, if we only do what makes us joyful every day, what an incredible life that is. To just,
yes. And I mean, that's what I teach, is go for the happiness first, you know. So it's very kind of comical, but you know, to have this reflected back to me when it's what I teach.
Yeah.
But well, for me, it's like, yeah, but I have to work hard.
Yep, we're all human.
I know it's not about hard work, but
yeah,
because I've been working hard for 20 years, you know, so I know it's not like I just started this yesterday. So
yeah,
one more thing regarding the business, and then we can move on to any of the others. Part of what I've been feeling guided to do is to do like a conscious conversation where I am on like some platform that I can then have on my website. I tried it with Zoom. I wasn't able to upload it. So I might have to look at another, but like talking with like myself and like four other people where we have a topic, a spiritual topic, and we're each kind of going around, but different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. So it would be from a very different perspective, you know, with each of us. So, and I wasn't sure if this would be like a bi-weekly thing, but it's just something I was kind of thinking about. And I'm just wondering if you're feeling anything around that.
Well, the first thing that came up was, you know, a smile, that there is a lot of really positive energy around that. And maybe kind of a monthly thing for a bit. I know part of it is just from my own experience, it can be a lot of work to pull off getting that number of people together and scheduling and all of the other things that, you know, behind the scenes stuff. So maybe start out monthly, mm-hmm. and as you get the systems and everything worked out, maybe increase from there, but give yourself the chance to, I want to say, muddle through the back end of all of the pieces and the learning curve, and give yourself the chance to just enjoy the process of creation, as opposed to trying to push it out to, you know, that again, it goes back to that energy.
Okay. Right.
Being in the creative mode and allowing it, as opposed to pushing it out. Does that make sense?
It sure does. Okay, so I had a couple other things I wanted to just mention about that. I feel quite satisfied with the business aspect. So thank you for all the clarity.
Absolutely.
I'm wondering about it, what you see in terms of, like, for me personally, like with this you know, working on trying to create this retreat where we could live in nature and be, you know, in a conscious community, but even on a smaller scale, offering retreats here and letting people do glamping or whatever, like we have a dome that they can sleep in or there's rooms. So I'm wondering about that. And I'm also wondering about a next partner for me who's going to be aligned with me and my beliefs and, you know, so yeah.
Awesome. Well, so for the community living arrangement, I do get a picture of you with a dome and outdoors for sure. Mm-hmm. Timing though, maybe longer than you hope. And so trusting the process and allowing it to unfold. Like for example, 3 comes to mind and it feels more like along the lines of 2 to 3 years to really bring that into full fruition.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I don't know if full fruition means like the whole retreat and everything or how. There's a lot of possibilities in between. So again, feeling it out and staying more in the creation energy and following the joy. It feels to me like there may be some people who trade in and out as well before you really get the right community who is fully engaged and participating. So finding the right people on the bus who can sit in the right seats to bring it all together. That'll be a factor.
What about just for me personally, not so much the full community, but like we're thinking now we might be starting small scale and like, you know, finding a place with a big property where we could either house share if there's like an in-law suite or create something like that with the people I'm doing that with now, like on the cabin right beside me kind of thing. Do you see anything smallish like that starting where she's actually a coach as well and she offers complimentary but different things?
Yeah, honestly, at this moment, the image that keeps coming up is just you. Like, and it doesn't mean you're alone. What I'm getting is that the rest of the picture is just not there for me to pick up. And I don't know if that means that, like, at this moment, it's just not available or I'm not supposed to, like, there's something about it where there's almost like this block, like, nope, that's, I don't know what that's about. So all I'm seeing is you in nature, and enjoying it. Certainly like that's where you belong. But maybe it's that, you know, at some level, I don't have permission from the others involved to get that information, kind of thing at this moment. So there's that level too, possibility.
I guess what I'm looking for is like assurance that there will be like a soft landing or a positive resolution around this. Like there's still like, even from my perspective, there's still a lot of things that are not, haven't gelled yet, so it's really too soon to be, you know. Anyways, so yeah, that's so I guess again that's why it isn't there, is because it's not there yet. But that's assuring that you see me in nature and happy, because I totally want to, you know, live this or someplace better, something better.
And what's coming through is really more, you know, hold the vision, but hold it with an open hand. You know, it's that balance between, you know, like when you're trying to hold sand in your hands, there's a balance between squeezing too tight and having it squeeze out your fingers, or having your hand too open and the wind blows it away. You're like, you have to find that balance and know which pieces to let go of and which pieces to follow. And I get that part of this is really like, this is part of your journey. You're not supposed to have the answers right now. You're supposed to trust. Oh. They are okay. There. They are supporting you. And this is your growing edge. You need to be on this journey. So I guess that's maybe why I'm not allowed to give you answers right now or assurances beyond that you are supported, you are held, you are guided.
Well, if I can tell you like a super short story, when I came out here, I didn't even know this place. I love it now so much. Like I said, right on the water, you know, it's so beautiful. And we still have Wi-Fi and all the amenities. And we're actually not too far from a very ritzy cabin area. But anyway, when I first learned of it a year ago, I came to stay here and I fell in love instantly. I mean, there's quartz everywhere and it's high, it's beautiful. And it's a, you know, pristine lake. And I rented this cottage. And I told everybody that while I'm here, I'm going to be pretending that I live here because I do live here because I'm living and I'm here, ergo, you know. So I did. I was journaling all about it. And like every day, like I'm so grateful to live here. And I just kept thinking about that because I was actually living in a city in a lower level apartment, wasn't thrilled with, you know, but I would come out here as often as I could. And then, as I say, when I was suddenly released of my, you know, with very little notice, even like at Christmas time with COVID and everything else, we're in a lockdown. And he's like, yeah, I'm moving in and I'm a big noisy guy. So you might want to move out, you know, it's like, thanks for that. You know, thanks for all the notice. But like that same day as I got that news, I got the invitation to come and live out here, less rent, living in paradise, you know, like I was overjoyed. So for me, that was totally like, you created this, like, look what you created, manifested. So never question, you know, your ability to do that. So, yeah, that's why I'm just kind of like, this or something better. Like, it's not this, like that. It was like the solution was so fast on the heels of the problem. It was just like, I literally went from, oh, what am I going to do? To like, yay. You know, like, I'm so happy. Thank you, universe. You know, like was within an hour or two, a couple of hours. That's so without really having to suddenly start house hunting, like apartment hunting, because where I lived was quite a major shortage. So all the the rent was going to be like hiked up, and I wasn't going to live down the road from my family, like where I had, you know. And so there was really, so it was all came together. So there was like, so my job was on hold and my apartment was just gone. So there was no reason to not come out here and try it. And it was the best winter. Like everybody was like, you're not going to like it in the winter. You know, everybody likes in the summer. You're not going to like, I loved it. Every second of it. I've loved every second. So
nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, this is definitely your opportunity to explore and stay in that manifestation place, that place of trusting, nice. That place of being open to, okay, it's in your hands, you know, type of place. So this, it is your growing edge. So this is your journey, your experience, and like I said, you're absolutely guided, you're absolutely supported and held. It's more learning to manage, I guess, the human side.
Yes.
Which is part of all of our journey, of course. So that's as much as I'm really getting in this particular question. So
okay, yeah. I accept that. Oh, one other with the business one, I've been looking at another program, getting the certification to teach another program that I feel very aligned with. I haven't seen the price point of it yet, but it will authorize me to teach someone else's material, someone's very famous material. What do you see around that? Because I've also created my own programs. And not getting a lot of traction with that, hoping that all changes with my new, you know, website and new vision and everything. But just wondering if you see anything, like, should I be looking for more certifications and whatever?
What comes up is really to stick with your own trainings. That the other trainings, they're great, bright, shiny objects, but you have something to work with and give that's all your own. Your trainings need and want your time and energy to work with them, to share them, to build them up.
Thank you. And then maybe I would revisit the other one once down the road if need be or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's always available if it feels right. But right now, what comes up is just, it's another bright, shiny object. It's not the it.
Okay.
So stick with the it. Stick with the joy that you are and what you have to offer.
Love it. Well, that sort of brings me around to the chakra angels, because parts of me feels like I should be channeling them more often. I did feature them in books and everything. And maybe even like that could be like a regular, like I follow the notes from the universe, because Mike Dooley has been one of my primary teachers. What do you think about something like that? Channeling just short little snippets and doing like notes from your angels, kind of as a mailing thing, offering, free offering.
You know, definitely doing more channeling feels like the right direction. How you choose to share and express that is, you know, whatever it feels right and easy and fun for you, that fun factor. Again, it's not the have to, it's follow the energy. But definitely doing more of the channeling feels like the right direction. Like that just like the image that comes up is like just an opening up and letting more of that energy through as you do more of it, so that it'll like it's a self-affirming cycle, I guess. The more you do, the more you'll have, if that makes sense.
Okay. It flows very easily when I sit down and do it, so I don't know why. Maybe I should be doing it more regularly. Maybe.
Because
when I do, it's like it comes, right? And yeah. So maybe like a weekly thing, maybe not a daily thing as yet, but it could turn into like whatever, who knows. But okay, yeah, that's really.
And maybe just like a live stream to YouTube kind of thing, where it's just set up the camera and do your thing as if the camera's not there and speak out loud and just let people watch. You know, or something along those lines, where it's not necessarily much more work because you're doing it anyway. It's just the camera.
It makes me nervous that I'm going to. Yeah, I bet I'm going to do it. And I go, okay. I'm not being sure. So, I mean, that's, yeah. So maybe I would practice some non-lives to get you, I don't know. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be live. I mean, it could be just, you know, set up the camera and, you know, yeah, practice a few times or something. As you get used to the camera being there, it sort of becomes a non thing. And then you just start posting them and that kind of thing. But yeah, that seems like a great way to share them, is to just set up the camera and then pretend it's not there.
Right. I am very comfortable on the camera. Especially if I'm outside. Indoors, I get more concerned about, but if I'm outside and I just turn it on and talk, yeah. Well, I would have my tripod, but it just like flows, because I do channel in the moment. I'm throat and seventh center. So I'm all about communicating our divine power. So I have, cool. You know, so that's when I know I need to be doing those two things. I need to bring them together to express myself in the way that I intended to in this lifetime, because I've done my own soul realignment, so I know that.
Yeah, exactly.
I and you know firsthand too how so that's cool. That's wonderful. Thank you. That's really encouraging. So the last piece for me that I was wondering about is the love life stuff. Like I've got, you know, like I found someone who seemed to be, you know, checked a lot of the boxes, but it's too far away. You know, then we have the distant relationship thing and it's just not, you know, I want somebody who's going to be here, even though I, you know, and enjoy this kind of lifestyle with my, with me. Oh, I don't know if you see anything.
I'm not seeing anything just yet. It feels more like this is your time to really get comfortable embodying you and creating your life. And just really get into that place. And when the time is right, the right person will be there. But again, it feels more like the 2 to 3 year out type of energy. But this is really a magical time for you to be and express and explore and really just build your life. And the more you do that, the better that relationship is going to be also when it happens, because it's going to attract somebody who fully supports that life you've built, as opposed to attracting now and then watching you evolve and you know, some of the those kinds of things that can change relationships along the way.
And can be another bright, shiny. I do have bright, shiny object syndrome. I have a double Gemini.
so yeah, be careful. right. Be careful of that one. But yeah, I mean, just focus just on being you and being all of you. And, you know, like I said, following that joy. And the right person will be there at the right time.
Okay.
I kind of get the impression he's out there, but he's also kind of going through his own stuff. So you might as well have fun now while you're, you know, he's going to go through his stuff anyway, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah.
And now when you're doing these readings, do you ever get like the people in my life, like kids, any message for, like, I have a daughter who's kind of conflicted. Should she go back to school to get more training or should she do whatever? And she's 39 this year and wants to be around with her kids. I'm just curious as to anything. We're very close. We're very connected. So I just wondered if there might be some tie there, like that you're picking up on some information.
I'm actually kind of hearing a no, that I don't have permission from her. So that's, there's a block there.
Okay. Can I ask about one other? Yeah. I think this is okay to be asking this stuff. It's not just about me. Okay. So I have a very, a family member I'm very connected to, a grandchild I'm very connected to as well. I was a caregiver for him. His unfortunately, his mother has severe personality disorders, and so that's really creating some issues. So I have, you know, concerns for her and for him. Then just wondering, I don't know what you see about that. I keep feeling like it's going to work out okay for him. I mean, he knows Reiki and crystals and all that stuff, and he worked, you know, he does a lot of work with animals and shelters and stuff like that. But it's just, you know, part of me is still just, you know, if we go through periods where she'll decide she's not speaking to me, and then I don't get to talk to my grandson, and she kind of does a yo-yo thing with him depending on whether I'm being punished or not, you know. She's like a narcissist like her dad.
That's challenging. Challenging.
Yeah,
it's what's coming to mind is that there is a path to walk, and allowing them to walk theirs. And he came into this life knowing that he had a path to walk.
And I knew that. I know that.
your connection to him is very helpful and stabilizing. And he hangs on to that connection even when you're not allowed in his life. So it matters. Aww. That bond isn't broken. The Aww. Energy connection is still there, and he still can feel you.
I send love every day, and I send angels every day. Like, oh, that's so great. But he's just preteen still. Like, he's just,
yeah. He has a path to walk. She has a path to walk. And there is a dynamic between them that is part of their agreement with each other. Okay. At some level that, like I said, that the life they're in is intentional from a soul level. And that doesn't mean it's intentional from a human level.
Okay.
But it means that before they got here, their souls agreed to certain things that's between them. And he is, I want to say he's more conscious of some of that than he might realize.
Okay. Okay, good. I just was concerned that he might be damaged just by virtue of, you know, the constant
living. There's certainly pain there. There's certainly, you know, but it's interesting because there is that play between what we humans call damage from a soul level, maybe a gift.
Oh,
and right. That place where, yes, there's pain, and they say he agreed because there's also, that's part of his path, and his ability to transform that at the right time is part of the path also.
Oh, wow.
It's that's his journey. It's a choice he's gonna have to make, just like we all do. And that's part of, you know, being human. We have, you know, like I really value and appreciate the way I heard Carolyn Mace years ago describe it, that we all have something in our lives that we agreed to come and be. And we will all live that. It's just a matter of how. We can choose to live it to its fullest and work through everything that comes up and see how that works out. We can choose to live it in regret and do nothing with it. And we can choose somewhere in between. But we will live it, whatever it is for us. It's just a matter of how we choose to. And that's part of the human journey, is that choice-making process. So like any of us who have been through painful childhoods, we have to make that choice. We agreed to this life. Like, I actually have a memory of having agreed to this life. And there have been a number of times where I have gone, what the hell was I thinking? But I agreed to it. So there must be a reason.
Yeah.
And so having to choose, okay, if I agreed to this, now it's my responsibility. But most people don't have that memory, but they still know they have to make a choice.
And well, that kind of brings,
yeah.
Sorry. No.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to stop your flow. Go ahead. Go ahead. Wait, with what you were still.
Oh, he's at some level he knows, but it's like, I really get that it may be more difficult for him for a while until he makes that choice. Like, he's got to confront some things, and he may not be old enough or mature enough quite yet. Like, there is the human development aspects to take into consideration. Teenage years. It's his life journey he's on, and your connection really does matter. whether you physically see him or not. So it matters.
Good. Thank you. That's reassuring. And yeah. I know we're probably running out of time, but I just was thinking, like, when you just made me wonder in terms of, so for myself, went going, you know, being in that, actually I went from a physically abusive marriage of 10 years into an emotionally, like with a narcissist alcoholic for 31 years, and I've been out of it. It'll be 3 years, the end of July. So I'm just wondering now from that perspective, like, I know that it was a journey, it was a choice for me too, but I'm wondering if you're feeling like that's, like, I did what I was supposed to do, like I feel like I'm free and clear, you know, the karmic tie is no longer, no longer there, because he didn't hold up his end of the agreement, like, you know, we were to balance each other, and that didn't happen, so, and I've been in therapy and I've done all kinds of healing things and I'm feeling pretty good around the whole thing, but I just didn't know if there's anything showing up with you or if working with other women is a good way to work through that for me, or if it's going to kind of keep me entrenched in negative feelings.
I hear you. Yeah. There is that interesting balance between, you know, when we use our past in some way to be of service, is that living in our past or is that truly moving forward and being of service? And it's an interesting dynamic sometimes that really, I think, depends fully on how much healing we are willing to do on an ongoing basis when things get triggered within us as we move forward. What I'm getting is that the image that comes to mind is that there's still some things to sort of wash off and clean up. Like there's still some stuff there. It's not core to you, but there's still a few things there that moving forward on your path of working with women will definitely help that process of moving forward, that it's come to a place of which is an interesting dynamic. On one hand, in order to heal, we do have to focus on the healing, but then there comes a place where our focus on the healing is actually what's keeping us trapped in that space. And we have to just start moving forward. If that makes sense. Like if we're constantly going, what else is there to heal? We're always going to find something more to heal.
Yes. Yeah.
We have to start shifting our questions and moving forward. And you're at that space now where, yes, you've done the inner focused work that you needed to. And so it is time to start shifting the questions in terms of, you know, okay, now how can I use this? How can I be of service? How can I allow the truest me to be expressed in the highest and best way? And as you start doing that, the rest of it will, I want to say, naturally fall away because it doesn't fit the vibration you would be creating moving forward.
Okay, cool.
Like it's not the stuff that's anchoring you anymore. It'll wash away as you do the work you're meant to do. And some of it may look like sometimes, okay, this situation triggered me and I need to go, you know, adjust to that. Other times it'll just be like, oh, I raised my vibration and that's not an issue anymore. And some combination of things. So it'll look different ways, but yeah, at this point it's time to move forward.
Oh, that's exciting. I've been practicing too. I don't know if you have you read The Greatest Secret by Rhonda Byrne?
No, I haven't read that.
It's been out for like a year. I just got it and I'm like, wow. It's like revelation after it's amazing. Nice. So and she talks about the welcoming, like when you have these feelings come up, just let it like bring it, you know. Mm. And then it dissipates. And so I've been practicing that a lot and also like coming into our awareness just by like, am I aware? You know, and it's a great way to shut off the mind.
I actually, on my website as a free download, I have a meditation that helps bring in and transform emotions so that we can get to the positive, supportive message that they hold.
Nice. What is your website?
It's my name. It's LoriAnnRising.com.
Okay.
LoriAnne. And then rising, like the rising sun, RISING.
Perfect. .com?
Yes. But yeah, in my work and in my experience, every emotion underneath has a positive, supportive message. And usually the easiest example is, you know, fear is really some part of us that loves us so much is trying to protect us from something, you know, like there's
that. And that's how that's how I've been feeling as I did it. I just like, you're always so protective. And I'm just like, just welcoming that in. And that's exactly what was coming to me as well. Just, right. You know, it was there for a reason and to help.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the meditation, it's only about 10 minutes or something like that, but it's a process of helping get to that positive message. And for some, it's been just, hey, that was really useful and helpful. For several, the feedback I've gotten is that it was a transformational healing experience, and kind of everywhere in between, depending on what it is they're working with when they use it. So, and like I said, it's a free download. It's available if that's of interest.
Is. We'll definitely go and do that.
Emotions are worthwhile. And I think that's something our culture has forsaken, you know, this idea that we have to be these stoic, pull yourself up by the bootstrap, individualistic, like it has not done us well. And so bringing back this idea that, oh yeah, we're feeling human beings. We're, you know, there's this whole experience to embody and embrace. And for those who, like myself, having been stoic the first half of my life, it's an ongoing journey to allow myself to feel and be entering into that. And yet it is so rich. It's how I've reclaimed my intuition and how I've done a lot of transformation. So I love that work personally. So I'll have to check out that book and see what it has to say.
Oh yeah, it's quite phenomenal. Awesome. It's very different from the original Secret. It's really a sort of next level. Like, how do we get to be in the awareness and not identify with all these problems? Because, you know, the idea being that the more aware we are, the less we're even affected by any problems. So if you want to be happy, ultimately, then it's just to see yourself not as this, you know, but to see ourselves as the awareness who's aware that we're having the thought and sitting having this conversation and not identified overly with the mind or the body.
Right.
So, cool. Yeah, you'd love it. Sure, you'd love it.
Sounds like it. And yeah, the material I'm actually diving into at the moment is called the Alignment Quotient. And it's actually based in science and quantum physics and psychology, and it brings a whole bunch of stuff together. And on another podcast I co-host, we had the opportunity to interview the author and the person behind creating the material. It took him 15, 20 years or something, because he was doing the science and all of that behind it, and is just phenomenal.
I'd love to check that out too.
Yeah,
it's just now. Could I find that on your website, or where would I?
Not on my website. His book and his book is called The Alignment Quotient, and it's Christopher Acona. Acona. I think I have that right. Yeah, Christopher. It's The Alignment Quotient. And I believe his website is alignmentquotient.com. I think if you just Google The Alignment Quotient, because he coined the term, so his work will come up. I know he's got a YouTube channel and a couple other things as well. But yeah, he's blending all kinds of different perspectives together, from the spiritual, philosophical, to science and actual experiments he has done working with people to quantum physics to, I mean, it's just, and he's blending it all together. And it's
that sounds fascinating.
It's awesome work. Really awesome work. It's been a long time since I've come across something really totally new and unique, because I've been reading so much of this material for so long that it's kind of neat to go, oh, okay, this is refreshing and new and kind of next level stuff too. So awesome. It would be worth checking out.
I will. Thank you. And that's how I felt, actually, a lot of revelations as I was reading that book. I was like, wow, just happened to catch a live on Facebook and I watched her live and I was like, I need this book. Like I ordered it on the spot, and you know, that's cool. Not usually me. Usually like kind of think about it, but it's like, no, gotta have it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, are there any other questions or things that are coming up that you want to touch on while we're here?
I think this is about it. I think it feels good. I do have a past life regression appointment in a week, working with somebody who's been studying with Dolores Cannon. And I don't know, maybe you get some hints about that or anything. Is that going to be something that's going to be life-changing or solidifying?
I'm not getting anything in particular. Let's see. All I'm hearing is that it'll be an experience for you. And I'm not sure how to take that. that's all I'm getting.
It's going to be like a 5-hour treatment. So interesting to see how that plays out then. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, this has been amazing. I mean, yeah. Thank you so much. This has just been like, wow. Like I think, you know, you can move forward with all every confidence, because it all feels very bang on and very good. I took pages of notes here, so I'm going to be referring back.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your willingness to show up. You've been part of this, I want to say, my experiment, and, you know, of course, we don't know each other from anybody else, you know, before doing this. And so it's been such a gift to be allowed to share and discover more about myself in this process, because you're willing to show up and be vulnerable and have the conversation. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it very much.
Thank you. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. This has been very time well spent, for sure. This is amazing. I'm so glad I saw that post and responded.
Very cool. Thank you. Well, I'm looking forward to staying in touch, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. And for those who are listening, if you or a woman you know is going through transition or has some questions, I would love for you to get in touch. I do channeled readings and, of course, interactive intuitive sessions like these. You can find information on my website at laurieannrising.com. And I do private confidential sessions as well. You do not have to be on the show in order to take advantage. So definitely do check that out while you're there. I would love for you to get on my newsletter list. There's a couple of ways. You can download a quiz or download that meditation I spoke of before. Absolutely free. Does land you on my newsletter list, and I am making some announcements only to those on my newsletter list on a regular basis. So it gives you access to opportunities, discounts, and other programs as well to help support you on your way. And yeah, so get in touch, and I look forward to connecting with you. And until next time, my friends, keep rising.